Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show from Las Vegas at the 41st Annual National Shooting Sports Foundation SHOT Show. That means shooting, hunting, and outdoor trades. It really is the biggest gun show in the world. God, I love it. I get to see guns and ammo and all sorts of people that like guns and ammo like I do. It's good fun. And I also get to meet really cool people like Keith Enloe, my next guest. He's the CEO of USA Shooting, which, what's that mean? It means the people we send to the Olympics, like Kim Rohde and a whole bunch of other folks. I see Montana's well represented here, Keith. Good to have you here.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the invite, Steve.
Good having you, and I appreciate all that you do. I've met Kim a few times. I don't know a lot of these folks, but I laughed here before we went on because Dale Royer here is from Jackson, Montana, and most people couldn't find Jackson, Montana on a bet or for a gift of $500. I haven't been going there since 1977. The fishing is great. The Hershey Ranches, and Dale would know exactly what I'm talking about in that part of the country.
Well, I'll tell you, Dale's an example of the athletes that are part of USA Shooting.
Right.
Which, I mean, he embodies everything that, you know, as Americans, we love about the shooting sports. A lot of people don't know that Dale's parents, his mother, was also a world-class Olympian. So when you look at that lineage of folks through the shooting sports,
sure.
And then you talk to a Dale and he says, hey, you know what? We need support.
You know, I look at these people. Kim, six-time Olympic medalist, gold medalist Vincent Hancock, two-time. And I go through, and I'm looking at people that have won gold medals and been in the Olympics. They don't get the publicity that some other pursuits do. I don't think they get the publicity of, say, a basketball player or a gymnast. And you accept that. I mean, I can see the look on your face. It's something I accept that, but you have great people.
Let me tell you, I accept it. I accept it, though, on this premise. I accept it on the premise that it's an opportunity for us to go change that. I'll give you an example. We partnered with a group called Media Lodge this year, content creation. We're starting to reach 40 million Americans out there with
content.
How do
you do that? 40 million people through social media?
Social media, web. Basically, we did a bunch of video spots. We took a Corey Cogdell. We had Brett Favre come in as an honorary captain.
Oh, yeah. And I know Corey, met her several times.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. So you take a Corey where she's teaching Brett how to shoot. And then
how about that was fun?
Let me tell you.
Well, Brett thinks he can shoot already.
Well, he thinks he can shoot already, but what's really fun about that is in the middle of it, he said, you know, if you give me a football, I bet I'd hit every one of these things.
But what's, you're Brett Favre. Yeah, exactly. We got it.
But what's cool about that is, you know, instantly recognizable, but we're putting that out through Media Lodge's websites and those other areas where we're activating USA Shooting. So when we talk about the coverage of our USA Shooting Olympians, and
sure,
don't forget our Paralympians.
Right, I understand
there.
That. We had Marco here just a little bit ago.
Oh,
what a
perfect.
Great guy.
Oh.
I mean, here's a guy who's smiling all the time. You know, a guy who's U.S. Marine, but he told us a story about getting shot, stopping a robbery at a
That's
video
right.
store. Anyhow, great guy, and his enthusiasm was infectious. And those are the kind of people you have. I mean, really.
Oh, I'm blessed. And, you know, Marco, I remember the first time I walked through the doors of the Olympic Training Center,
sure,
and you know that you're surrounded by greatness. And then you look at a guy like Marco who will tell you, I decided I wasn't going to feel sorry for myself. I'm going to go shoot.
I got things to do.
I got things to do. And you know what? I'm a pretty good shot. So he qualifies. He makes the national team. And he tells this story. He says, Keith, I was going to Poland. I told my family, I'm going to represent the United States. I'm going to Poland. And when he tells everybody, he calls the coach. You know what the coach told him?
What's that?
We don't have any money to send you. We already have our team.
Yeah, he told us he's self-funded.
He had to self-fund to go, and he ended up winning a medal for the USA. And I step back and I think, that's crazy.
He won a silver, right?
That's right. Yeah. He won a silver. So, you know, you think about a guy that goes over there and wants to represent the United States, leads with his heart. I mean, you met him. He's unbelievable.
Big heart.
Huge heart. And that's the reason I joined this team a year ago, because I said, that's crazy that we have athletes out there who want to go represent the U.S. who have to self-fund. It's one that I took it as an opportunity.
Right. So you look at somebody like him, though. I mean, they bring more goodwill than you could possibly imagine. That's a guy that should be out there doing motivational speeches. He should be talking about how getting other people involved. If you think you're having a bad day, trust me, you don't have excuses.
You're right.
You know, and that's the kind of, that's how
right.
I look at him.
You're right.
And so when I look at your whole team, and I know a fair number of the people here, I've met them, I've been around some of these folks at different places, and I mean, these are high quality. I'm going to go ahead and use it. These are high caliber people. I mean, I couldn't resist. You know, if they're high caliber people,
perfect.
I mean,
yeah,
that, I couldn't miss. Yeah. At any rate, we're here with Keith Enloe, the CEO of USA Shooting. They're the guys that put your Olympic team together and send them and the Paralympic team together. What kind of talent you got coming up?
You know what? We're really blessed. I mean, one of the things that's really neat is you look at the team. On the shotgun side, we're the best in the world. I mean,
Period.
I mean, I was in Changwon, South Korea, and I can't tell you when our women's ski team took first, second, and third, and those three American flags are raised over the podium.
That just drives people crazy. It doesn't drive us crazy.
That's real chills.
Oh, yeah.
And then you look at our men's team, guys like Vinny Hancock, and I could keep going across those names. So very, very strong. Our mixed teams, you know, Corey and a Jake, and you know, across the board, very, very good. But what's neat is on the rifle pistol side, we've got some really, really good talent that's coming in right now. So Michael McPhail, he just got second. You know, he won a quota for us on the rifle side. Pistol, we've got some great juniors that are coming up.
Let me ask you one question. Speaking of Marco, he's a pistol shooter.
Sure.
What would prevent him from just shooting in the regular competition?
A serious question. I think you just got to hit the scores.
Right. As a pistol shooter, he's no better or worse off than he just sits there and he shoots, right? Three seconds up, shoot, set it down.
It's one for me that when you look at this sport, this is that sport that whether you're an Olympian or a Paralympian, I guarantee every one of those Paralympians that's on the team, they'll outshoot you and I.
Guaranteed. I guarantee it. I've seen myself shoot.
Yeah. It's an equalizing
sport. Ivy will outshoot me. Trust me. Every time I go pheasant hunting, I rely on her. We bought her a new shotgun this year, not me. Anyhow.
There you go.
Keith, real pleasure. How can people get up and hooked up with that Media Lodge and get all this information and find out more?
So the first thing I would ask, and I appreciate you asking the question, is go to www.usashooting.org. Right there on our site, you basically have links to each of our media content, the video content. It's all out there. And the other thing I'd ask is, I want to make sure folks understand that the USA Shooting Team is a full 501c3. We get zero government support. So you're United States athletes that are going to compete for basically every one of us across the world. The only way we get funded is through donations and a little bit from the USOC.
Help them out.
That's right.
All right, USAShooting.org, USAShooting.org. Keith Enloe, great pleasure. Great having you here, and we wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thank you, Steve.
It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.